I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's hard to stay out of the spotlight when you're known as the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, but Rob Ford had been doing that until this week. Now there's a new video of him making the rounds. He's apparently drunk in it. Ford had promised to stop drinking. No matter, he's still running for re-election. Here's Geneviève Auger from Toronto.
I said, Ford, just cut some... No, man, no money, man.
That's Toronto Mayor Rob Ford talking and cursing in a fake Jamaican accent earlier this week. The amateur video is shot in one of the mayor's regular hangouts, a fast food restaurant called Steak Queen. He's speaking incoherently to a few people outside the frame. Ford vowed to give up alcohol as part of his re-election bid. He's apparently having trouble with that. Yet Torontonians are proving remarkably forgiving. In a recent poll, 41% of those surveyed said they'd vote to re-elect Ford in October. Here's a guy talking to him inside Steak Queen.
All we know is we've got the best mayor in the world.
He's saying we have the best mayor in the world. Ford is hoping Toronto's reputation for tolerance will extend to his behavior. People say he's surprisingly congenial in person. And the mayor seems to be hitching his re-election hopes on that likability. Since signing up as a candidate January 2nd, he hasn't held any traditional campaign or media events. Instead, he's been interacting with voters directly by showing up unannounced at various public events, like at this gospel church last month. Nearly every weekend, Torontonians have been posting their Rob Ford sightings on social media. They come with photos and captions like, LOL, Rob Ford is preaching at my church. He even went nightclubbing one Saturday night. Instagram went into overdrive with people posting photos of themselves with Ford. Hairstylist Sonia Yarkani met him at an arts fundraiser the same night.
Everyone was so stunned that he was there. They're like, oh, Rob Ford's here, Rob Ford's here. So everyone was definitely interested to get in the limelight of Rob Ford. He was talking to people. He was welcoming pictures. He was welcoming, like, autographs. So I was kind of interested to meet him.
Yarkani approached the mayor and asked him to pose with her for a selfie, which she immediately put on Instagram. She says he comes off as a really nice guy.
I think people relate a little bit more to him than they admit, because he is, at the end of the day, a real person. And these types of things that have been made public in his life happen in everybody else's life. It just so happens that he gets ridiculed for it because he's the mayor. Torontonians do relate to him in a sense because he's real and he's honest. Or he might, even if he's not honest, at least he's real about it.
Rob Ford says the media and other city elites have it in for him, but ordinary people support him, so he's bypassing the media entirely. Meyer Simiatiki, a politics professor at Ryerson University, says it's a deceptively clever tactic.
This is rewriting the rule book of how to run a political campaign. He does not let the media know about his whereabouts, not wanting to be within their reach and scrutiny. Instead, he wants to present himself as this massively popular, attractive political public figure.
Simiatiki suspects Ford is hoping the multiplying effect of social media will work in his favor. People tweet photos of themselves with the mayor. The pics go viral. They show the mayor smiling with regular people, happy to be seen with him. It's free, uncritical publicity.
It's almost ingenious and an attempt to very much control how he is perceived and what image of himself gets portrayed.
It's too soon to tell if his strategy of direct one-on-one contact will work. At this point, most of his higher-profile opponents haven't launched their campaigns yet. And if Ford is off the wagon, as this latest video suggests, there may be more pictures of his drunken antics to compete with all the smiling photos on Instagram. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger in Toronto.
If you want, you can see the new Rob Ford video at PRI.org. And while you're there, check out what happened this time last year when a VW ad for the Super Bowl featured a white American speaking in Jamaican patois.